So today's testimony was with Bart. If you haven't met Bart, neat man. And Jody, who you just, when you're around, you can feel Jesus for both of you. And we're so thankful you're a part of this body when you're up here. Someday we pray you're up here all the time. So Bart, would you come up here? We just want to pray for you, and then you can give your testimony. Come on up. Lord Jesus, we just pray you would guide Bart to give you glory, give you honor for what you have done in his life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Lauren. When Lauren first reached out to ask if I'd be willing to share my testimony, the first thing I texted Jody was, it's not going to be as good as Larry's. So if they're looking to set the bar there, they need to tell them right away that I'm not going to be close to Larry's. So a lot of pressure after I saw your Larry's. But thank you. I really appreciate it. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Bart Walkerstorfer, my wife Jody. I'm confident you all know her. She's the social one of the group. I am not. So thank God. They say, you know, opposites marry each other, and I think that's very good because she pulls me out of my shell, which is good. Little history or a little background on us. We live in Shoreview, Minnesota, just a northern suburb of St. Paul. I grew up there my whole life. Jody's from central Wisconsin, so she's kind of a transplant, but I did convert her to a Viking fan, so... That's huge when you can take somebody from Wisconsin and have them root for the Vikings, who we all know break our heart every year. So that just shows the strength of character in Jody. We have two grown adult children. Lauren is 26. She's married and lives in St. Paul with her husband, Jake. She works for the neurology department at the University of Minnesota, so thank God she got Jody's brains. She's smarter than both of us together. And then our son Jake is 24. He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was a big soccer player, and he works for the Major League Soccer team in Charlotte. So he moved there for work and enjoys it and is doing really well. So the most important thing about both of our kids is they're both extremely strong Christians. And so... As parents, we did our job, as far as I'm concerned, in that they are both love Jesus, they know Jesus, and we're super proud of that. So that's a little bit on our family. We bought a place up here 5 years ago on Trillium. We built a little shed, a little tiny cabin that we've been living in for 5 years when we come up. And the reason you never see our kids is that both of them said, when you get running water, call us. So I'm happy to say, as of a week ago Friday, we built a cabin over the past year. We had a cabin built. I'm not going to say I built a cabin because I can't. And we had running water a week ago Friday, and we took our first showers yesterday up here. So, yes. It's been fun. We love it. We built a little tiny cabin so we could use the lake until we could afford to build a cabin. We did it, so we're happy, and then hopefully nothing happens from a job perspective that we have to sell it and leave again. But I work for Land O'Lakes in the corporate office down in Arden Hills, Minnesota. I've been there 27 years, so that's sort of my profession, I guess. So just a little bit of history on us and why we're here. And part of the reason we built the cabin is we built it as a gathering place. We want friends and family, and hopefully someday all of you will come out and we can host people and whatnot. So we really felt God driving us to build this in a way that it's open for everybody. And we sent that out to our friends and family and said, if you ever want to use the cabin, come on up. We can be there and join you, or you can come and not have us there. So we really are going to use that as an outreach. And that's really part of why we did it. So and we believe that God, you know, provided so that we could do that. Finding this church was another in the step of us coming up here. You know, we had been coming up a couple years and hadn't really been going to church when we come up here because we're on vacation, right? So why would you go to church when you're on vacation? But then we said, let's find a church in town that we like. And we came here once, and that was it. We didn't need to look for any other churches. There's something special going on at this church, and I think it's a hidden secret. And you know, I drive in the morning, and you see a million cars at the Catholic church, and you see a few in our parking lot. And I said to Jody, I'm like, people don't know what they're missing here. So this felt like home from the very first time we came. You know, John, you welcomed us. You probably don't remember it, but we walked in and you were the first person that said something to us. Larry, you reached out to me, and I really appreciate that. And so we consider this our home church, even though we're only here once out of, you know, 1 week out of the month. Hopefully now it's going to be much more. And we've been going to our church at home for 15 years, 16 years. So something really special here. I just hope everybody realizes it. And you're all here, so you obviously know. But, I grew up, and I'm going to put out a disclaimer. I'm going to say some things about the Catholic religion. I'm not meaning to harp on it because it was a very big part of my upbringing. So when I say stuff, I'm kind of being facetious a little bit and whatnot, but please, if anybody, don't take offense to it. I went to Catholic private school my entire life, all the way through college. So K through 12, and then I went to a Catholic university. And again, Catholicism and my Catholic upbringing is a big part of who I am today. So I give praise to God that way. But there was always something missing. And I tell people, you know, I went to college for 4 years. The only building I never went in was the chapel. 4 years. I went to every other building on the campus and never once stepped foot in the chapel. And that said something to me, like, you know, where are my priorities? You know, so, I just want to put that out there before I get officially started here to say that the Catholic Church is great and it does a lot of good things and it was a big part of who I am, but there was just a hole. There was something that was missing. So, Jody and I got married. We're celebrating 29 years this month, or October. Yep. And we got married in my church, Catholic Church, more so because we lived in the cities and she was from central Wisconsin. We got married in the cities, but we got married in the Catholic Church. Jody had always grown up a strong Christian in a fundamentalist church, but mostly, you know, Baptist upbringing. But I sort of said, well, if we're going to get married, I'm Catholic. Like, you need to come to my religion. And she did. And the first couple years we were dating, she went to the Catholic Church. Even half the time she was trying to get me to go. You know, she's like, well, let's go to church. I'm like, we're Catholic. You go like once a month. Like, come on. You know, so again, that's me. That's not the Catholic Church. And so we got married in our church and we were married 6 months and Jody looked at me and said, I don't like being married. And that hit me to my core, right? And she said, this is not what I pictured. We were missing God. And when your spouse says that to you, especially 6 months in, it's an awakening. And, you know, she said, I don't feel like Christ is centered in your life. And he always has been for her. And he said, I don't feel that from you. I don't feel that you're the spiritual leader of our marriage and our family. And she said, I just don't know. I don't know. We need help. So we started church shopping, looking for a different church. And I opened up, you know, and said, okay, I don't really go every week. I'm not committed to the church we were going to. And so we found a church in Maplewood, Minnesota, First Free Evangelical. And that church and our faith saved our marriage. You know, had I not agreed to do that, we wouldn't be here today. And that's where I learned that putting Christ at the center of our marriage is the most important thing, and our family. Without him, we're just out there struggling on our own. And that was a big thing for us. You know, I would say before Christ, I used religion. I more focused on the religion than the relationship. Catholic Church and the way I viewed it was it's, you know, check some boxes off and you get into heaven, you know, go to communion, you know, all those kinds of things. Say your confessions, say your Hail Marys, you're Our Fathers, and that's enough. And so I felt good about it. You know, when she said, are you a Christian? I said, yeah. I don't think I was. I didn't have that personal relationship with Jesus. I really didn't. I've always struggled with anxiety. That's been a big part of my life. It runs kind of in the family. We're all on medication of some sort for anxiety. So that was another thing that continued to get worse and worse and worse until I accepted Jesus. And I also suffer from depression from time to time. You know, it sort of ebbs and flows. And, you know, we have life's ups and downs, marriage up and downs, family up and downs. So before Christ, I didn't have any way to deal or handle with either of those, specifically the anxiety and the depression. It was kind of like I'd reach out to God and say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling great. Make me better. That's not a relationship, you know. So we were, it was about a year and a half in. We joined a Bible, a small study group called Experiencing God at our church in Maplewood. And that group and that study specifically saved our marriage. We were in it with a lot of other married couples. We had an older couple, you know, we were in our 20s. We had an older couple that sort of mentored us and really helped us get back on track and say that, you know, God has to be the center of your marriage. And we did that. And it really, really sort of changed our lives for, you know, for the much better. We have since then moved to a different church, Calvary, which is in White Bear Lake, which is also a Baptist church. And we got super involved. You know, I was the head usher for 9 years. Jody taught in every kids group that she could, and she led the special ed group that we would have at Calvary and whatnot. But it really helped us, again, strengthen our kids. You know, they were in youth group. Strengthened our whole family as a whole and really just brought us together to say, like, if God's the center, not to say things can't go wrong or whatnot, but you've got a path. You've got a path to deal with life's challenges and whatnot. And I think, you know, all praise to Him that we've continued to do that, and we made it 29 years, right? The statistics aren't great, but I'm glad that we were able to do that. You know, I still do struggle a lot with anxiety and depression. And I get, for lack of a better term, I get mad at God sometimes, you know, when I see bad things happen in the world or what we're going through now in the world. And it's just like, man, where is He? And I think Jody does a good job of centering me. He's like, you know, just because things don't go your way every time or because things, you know, come off center doesn't mean that God's not there, that He's not watching, that He's not. You know, He has a reason for everything, and it's important to remember that. But I have to constantly sort of be reminded when I see bad things happen to good people, why would He do that? You know, why is that happening? Why is our world where it is? But He's got a plan, and you know, we have to trust in that plan. So I think that's important to remember, and it's important, and again, Jody is very good at keeping me centered on that to help me not get mad and to just try to understand that He is good and He has his reasons, right? So, you know, again, I just want to say that there's, again, I don't want to criticize one religion versus another, but I think just keeping God as that focus, keeping Him as that center, and having, you know, even just the reminders of coming here every week and that those kinds of things is critical. And it's hard when things in the hectic busyness of life to remember that that's what we have to focus on. And I think if the rest of the world did that, I think we'd be in a much better place than it seems we are today, right? And so I think this church does an awesome job of doing that, and I think however Jody and I can help strengthen that message and share that message, we're here and ready to help. So that's most of what I have for today. Again, I just I really appreciate this church, appreciate Lauren and Angie and everybody that's welcomed us so much. And we hope to bring our kids now that we have running water. So hopefully y'all get to meet them. They're a little soft, Larry. They couldn't handle your camping or any of that stuff. Not the proudest that we didn't exactly raise, you know, rough kids that could hack it, but they like the finer things in life, I guess. So we actually had Jake up a couple years ago for 4th of July, and he's like, so now what? I'm like, well, this is it. You know, and I think he got hungry at like 8 o'clock. He's like, I'm going to go try to find some food. I'm like, no, you're not. There's not a Taco Bell down the road. Like, you're not going to be getting anything. And he's like, what? Nothing's open? And I'm like, no. So, but I really would, I hope we're hoping to have the whole family up for Thanksgiving, and hopefully they'll join us and y'all can meet them. So I'd like to close in prayer, if you don't mind. Dear God, thank you for this time. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit about my story. Thank you for the great things this church is doing and the true family of believers that it is. This is really a special, special place. Thank you for bringing Jody and I here through your wisdom and through your guidance to find a true church home. And please bless everybody in this room. In God's name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Bert. You're a really good speaker.
I'm no Larry.
I think whether it's Catholicism or Lutheranism or Baptism, it really comes down to, do you have a relationship? Do you put your faith in him? We're not saved by religion, we're saved by Jesus. So, since we have a